Akot Ne'er Shabbos, we're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Shir number 127. We're talking about self-confidence. Part of self-confidence is to remove the unhealthy aspects of guilt and worry. And when you do that, your self-confidence is built up in a healthy way. And we were talking about guilt, the unhealthy aspects of guilt. And now we're going to explain reasons why people choose to feel that excess guilt. Every time there's a negative behavior, there's always some type of psychological payoff where you feel you're gaining from that behavior. You have to acknowledge it and then give it up. So one payoff that people have for feeling excess guilt is that when your present moments, you're feeling guilty about something that already took place, that gives you the allowance not to use the current moment for any type of effective, enhancing way of using the time properly now. Like so many self-defeating behaviors, guilt is an avoidance technique. It's an escape. It allows you to be lazy or to be immobile, to not work on yourself in the present. What you're doing is you're shifting responsibility from your present matzav, where you could only improve things in the present. And with your guilt, you're hanging on to the past. You're escaping, whether it's laziness, whether it's fear, whether it's immobility, whatever the reasons are, you're shifting responsibility away. I'm feeling guilty. I can't do anything else now. I'm paralyzed. And it takes you away from doing what you need to do now, which is actually work on improving things in the present moment. So you also, part of this is you're not only avoiding the hard work of changing yourself now, but you're also avoiding the risks that come with those changes. So for example, if you feel guilty about certain things, oh, I can't help myself, this is the way I am, but by doing the hard work and changing for the better, it opens up avenues for you that shows, hey, you know, I could do a lot more. And people don't like that responsibility, so they go back and retreat into that guilt. Another reason why people use this feeling of guilt to help themselves temporarily in an unhealthy way is that you all of a sudden have this patur, you know, I can't do anything because I'm ridden with guilt. I'm fragile. You know, people will give you a pass because you're emotionally fragile. In the real reality of it is that almost all of us, we're not fragile intrinsically. Hashem gave us a neshama, We have strength. We are from Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, and we are strong, and we are healthy, and we use this fragileness to basically excuse ourselves from working on ourselves. So it's very, very important to be aware of this as a pitfall. Another thing that happens when you use guilt as a psychological payoff is that you return to your safety of childhood. Others made decisions for you. Others took care of you. Others were responsible for you. By having excess guilt and being shattered, you basically are removing from yourself the adult life of responsibility, going back to, like, I'm a child. I need others to help me. But in reality, you could very well help yourself. It also transfers the responsibility for your behavior on others. In other words, I get upset when other people are saying this to me or whatever it is. And this guilt is a useful method of transferring the responsibility from your behavior from yourself and onto others. And some people look up to you for your guilt. See how sabrachen he is, how broken he is from the things he did wrong. He's a Baal Tshuva. He's really trying to improve his ways. You know, the truth is, the bottom line is, even if you did something that was not proper, the way you behave after that is to attempt to fix it. So that's also a payoff. Another payoff is people pity you for your low self-esteem and your brokenness, like we said. So the idea being is, we just explained many examples of why you may want to hang on to this unhealthy feeling of excess guilt, but why we have to really fight against that. The way you fight against it is, again, number one is, even in the Chazal, where it talks about tshuva, charata lo'avar, and part of it is regretting the past, it has to be measured in specific times, specific areas, specific places. Like we said in last year, by Salach Lanu, you could be broken, but right afterwards, b'simcha, for the rest of Shemayna Esrei. Kriya Shema Lamita, if you want to be make a cheshbon ha-nefesh on what you did that day, or whatever it is, you ask Mechila, your specific time, Erev Shabbos, like we mentioned these certain times. But once that passes, you move on. You move on. And then you begin to view the past as something. It is what it is. Tshuva wipes out the negative of the past. Sometimes even transforms it into zchusim, into mitzvahs. So you realize my feeling guilty right now is not going to help me. I already did the charata ala avar as best as I could. And that's it. You know, you speak to different mayra depending on your personality. They may tell you sometimes, yes, you still have to work on these past things and deal with it. But very often they will tell you, let go. You did your part with the charata, and now you move on. And you need to listen to those Gedolei Yisrael that tell you this. I know many Bachrim. I'm sure it's by the girls too, although I don't have personal experience from it, where the teachers have to tell the girls, and where the Rabbeim need to tell the boys what's a brachin about things they may have done wrong in the past. You asked Mechila, you did Tshuva, you did your Charat Ala Avar, and now you move on. You move your mind away from it, your Mesiach Das, you put your head away from it, and that's your what you're supposed to be doing. So that is really, really important. Another part of not feeling excess guilt is not worrying to an extreme of what other people may say. Accept things about yourself that you've chosen in the right path, but others may not like. If your parents or boss or neighbors, even a spouse sometimes takes a stand against your behavior, but that behavior is healthy and you're mavara with your mentor that it is, you don't need to seek approval for it. You do your best to do it in a menschlicher way, but you stop feeling guilty for things that you have no need to feel guilty about. Another aspect is to assess the real consequences of your behavior and to not be manipulated by others, and so on and so forth. This idea of guilt, of not feeling excess guilt, is also important on the receiving end, to make sure not to, when you're interacting with your children or with your spouse, to create that unhealthy guilt in that other person. So here's an example of a mother using this guilt response on her daughter, and the daughter not taking it, but taking a firm stance. And again, you have to ask a shayla about these type of things, because is it mitzvah asei d'oraisa in the aseres hadibros of kavod avicha v'imecha? You have to honor your parents. So when your parents, any one of them or both, are exhibiting unhealthy behaviors towards you, you need to ask a shayla on how to handle that. It's not always so simple, but there are times where you'll be told as a psak that you have to take a firm stand, even pertaining to your parents. So here's one example of that. The daughter here is in a case where the daughter feels it's unhealthy and she has to leave the home. And she's going to move in with other girls. Let's say a Pisic said that this is the healthy thing for her now. Daughter says, I'm leaving home. The mother says, if you do, I'm going to have a heart attack. And you know where my heart is and how I need you to help me with my medicine and everything. And the daughter answers, you're concerned about your health and you think you can't make it without me. And the mother answers, of course I can't. Look, I've been good to you all these years, and now you're just walking out on me. You're leaving me here to die, and that's all you think of your mother? Okay, so go ahead. And the daughter responds firmly, so you think that because you've helped me as a child, that I should repay you by staying here and not become independent and not be on my own. And now the mother gets dramatic, holds her chest, and says, I'm having an attack right now. I'm going to die. You're killing me. And then the daughter firmly says, in a calm way, is there anything you'd like to say before I leave home now? So in this dialogue, again, you have to get a psak that this is the healthy thing to do in some unhealthy situations, refused to yield to these guilt producers. It's very, very, very important, this yisoid that we're speaking about right now. It's very important not to chas v'shalom create situations where you are throwing excess guilt on your spouse or on your children in the way you're talking. That's very, very important. People very often, even well-meaning parents or rabbeim, manipulate their children or talmidim by throwing in that excess guilt that shouldn't be there. That's very, very important. We mentioned a few in prior shiurim, you know, a teacher telling that your mother or father will be disappointed in you. You should be ashamed of yourself. How could you hurt your parents like that? How could you hurt your father, the father talking to the son like this? All this, these guilt-ridden things that create tremendous burdens on children and on talmidim. This is an important yesod overall. That even though there's a tremendous, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, it says d'oraisa kabed l'savicha v'simcha, to honor your parents, especially to honor your rabbeim. But the rabbeim and the parents need to be careful not to be over lifnei iver and don't overburden their talmidim and their children with the excess worry and guilt. So we're talking about the unhealthy aspects of guilt right now. For oneself, also not to impose that unnecessary guilt on somebody else. That's why, that's part of when it says, you give mussar to others, but v'lo yisisal av chet, not to cause them excess embarrassment. You point out a wrongdoing, but in a healthy way. Not throwing that excess guilt. Lo yisisal av chet, if you look carefully at the examples the Chazal gives, is basically you're throwing in extra things to make the person feel a lot worse than they should feel, that immobilizes them and gives them a hard time to correct themselves. So it's very important for people who are prone to this personality to understand what it is. Remember that Harata ala Avar, you ask a Shaila if you feel you're too much tied to those worries about old Averis that you did and so on and so forth, and you have trouble letting it go and it's holding you back, you speak to a mentor about it and take their advice, and very often they will say, Ad kan, you're yaitza, or you only have a right to think about this when you say the Sachlanu and Shmoneh Esrei, and that's it. Whatever they tell you, to remove that unnecessary and unhealthy guilt that holds you back from living in the present and growing. Have a wonderful Shabbos.